بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله النبي الكريم، مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. علماء الكرام، my most respected elders and dear brothers, in the past few days we have been discussing some supplications and important du'as of our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these du'as in essence are a great means of fortification for our heart, protection for our heart, enlivening our heart, refreshing our hearts, and giving us all those spiritual benefits that these beautiful du'as and supplications contain. And in one hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned that ad-du'a'u silahul mu'min, that du'a and supplication is the weapon of a believer. And what is the purpose of a weapon? The purpose of a weapon is to ward off anything that endangers a person, trials, fitan, difficulties, and threats. And this is exactly what these du'as do, that they help protect us, protect our iman, protect our possessions, protect our life, protect our families. So on one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, were walking one night. And as they were walking, they passed by the great companion Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. And at that time, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was busy in Nafil Salah. He was performing Salah. And in his Nafil Salah, he was reciting the Quran Kareem. And he was reciting it audibly in Nafil Salah. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard the recitation of the Quran from Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he became extremely happy. And he said that Abdullah radiallahu anhu recites the Quran so tenderly in the manner that it was revealed. He's reciting it so tenderly in the manner that it was revealed. Thereafter, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala completed his Nafil Salah. And after his Salah, he makes dua, he lifts his hand in supplication, and he makes dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And as he's making dua, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes mention to him that ask and your dua will be accepted. Mentions to him twice, tells him ask and your dua will be accepted. There are a lot of lessons in all of this. Obviously, we cannot go into all the details. But from what we understand is, firstly, the recitation of the Quran Kareem in Salah should be something that we should try to develop in our lives. Nafil Salah also, whatever portion and part of the Quran Sharif we know, we should try to read it and recite it in the correct manner. Secondly, dua is accepted after Salah. Especially the Fard Salah is a moment, in the hadith it is mentioned, it is one moment of acceptance of dua. Person should not wake up immediately after Salah and move away. A person should try and spend a few moments in supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that is also a moment that the malaika make dua for a person. It is mentioned in one hadith that as long as a person remains in the place that he performs salah, then the malaika make dua for him, Allahumma ghfirhu, Allahumma arhamhu. Oh Allah, forgive him, oh Allah, have mercy upon him. So when Abdullah bin Mas'ud is making this dua, he hears the message of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he continues making his dua softly. And after that, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ask Abdullah that, oh Abdullah, what dua were you making that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told you that that dua is going to be accepted? So then he mentioned that the dua that I made was, Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan la yartad. And these are the pearls and these are the gems that we are looking for. Oh Allah, I ask you for such iman and faith that will not be shaken. I ask you for firm faith, faith that is entrenched in my heart, entrenched in my system. Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan la yartad. And this is such a dynamic dua, because today we find that the trials of our iman, the challenges that are facing our iman and our faith, that are trying to shake the very foundations of our iman, for each and every one of us, whether it is our youth, our children, our womenfolk, our scholars, our students, and us as adults. Everyone is challenged with the danger of the iman. Iman is being endangered. So Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan la yartad. And the iman of the companions was such, wa alzamahum kalimat al-taqwa. Allah says that this iman was deeply entrenched in their heart. In the Quran Sharif, Allah uses the example of a tree. Asluha thabitu wa faruha fis sama. That the iman of a believer should be such that the roots are deeply entrenched in the ground. The deeper the roots, the stronger the tree will stand. And we find that the date tree, the kajur tree, is being referred to here. The likeness of a believer is like a date tree, whose roots and his iman and his faith is very strongly embedded in the ground. The second part of the dua, وَنَعِيمًا لَا يَنْفَدْ. And O Allah, grant me such bounties that will never end. The bounties of this world are perishable. Everything that we have of this world, everything that we possess, will perish and it will come to an end. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu asked Allah for those ni'mats that will not end and will not perish. And those are the eternal ni'mats of Jannah, the companionship of Jannah, the beauties of Jannah, all those things that will happen in the Akhirat and in eternity. And the third part of the dua, وَمُرَافَقَةَ نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمٍ. This was a most dear dua of all the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that, O Allah, grant us the murafaqah. Grant us the companionship and the closeness and association of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the highest stages of Jannah. And this should be the desire of every believer. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum understood that in the world they were given the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But to get his companionship in the Akhirat, in Jannah, for eternity, that was something that they had to continuously seek and they had asked Allah Rabbul Izzat for. So this beautiful dua has been passed over to us. Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan la yartad. O Allah, grant me such iman that will not be shaken. Wa na'iman la yanfad. And give us such bounties that will never end. Wa murafaqata nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi a'la darajatil jannah, jannatil khuld. And grant us the friendship and the companionship of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the highest stages of Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this dua a reality for all of us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.